Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Let's start with Redburn Development. What are they up to now?
Yeah, they're at it again. Redburn Development Partners has contracts to buy two more buildings in downtown Albany that they'll renovate for apartments and commercial space. It's part of their continued strategy to get more people living right downtown in the city's central business district. The building is on the corner of 61 North Pearl Street, and it has the Pearl Street Pub Restaurant on the ground floor and four storefronts on Steuben Place. Redburn has a contract to buy the building from Annex Entertainment, LLC, for just under $2 million, according to project details that were submitted to the IDA. The restaurant is expected to be replaced with a new tenant prior to the sale of the building, but the commercial tenants currently in place would remain. Annex Entertainment is registered to Chris Pratt, owner of the Pearl Street Pub and some other downtown businesses. Redburn plans to convert the upper floors of the building into 15 apartments with a total project cost looking at $4.7 million. Redburn also plans to apply for the 485A tax exemption to save on property taxes and historic tax credits. 485A allows property owners to qualify for a 12-year tax reduction on their taxes if they convert commercial buildings into a mix of both residential and commercial uses. Redburn also has a contract to buy the empty four-story building at 66 State Street in Albany. That building would also be converted into apartments and commercial space on the ground floor.
Now to the story I've been waiting for. A former Olympian has bought 35 acres for a $50 million plus Lake Placid, quote, mountain village development. Who's the Olympian and what's this all about?
The Olympian and the guy that developed the Whiteface Lodge is developer Joseph Burrill. He's purchased that property in Lake Placid with plans for the mountain village of apartments, condos, and even office space for remote workers. Burrill and Peaks Lake Placid purchased the property for $5.38 million, according to the deed. And the $50 million project will include about 20 different buildings. The property has access to municipal sewer, water, and electricity. And the Peaks at Lake Placid development will be constructed over the next 2 years. The plan, though, is to have the apartments ready to house some athletes, coaches, and media who will come to Lake Placid in 2023 when it hosts the Winter World University Games. Joseph Burrill has lived in Lake Placid for over 40 years, and he spent 6 years on the international luge circuit, including as a member of the U.S. Olympic team that went to Calgary in 1988.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.